I will hear from wrong, and I'll die in America.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to tonight's current events broadcast. I'm your host and the general of the Defender 7. Before we get on with our program, I need to read our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on Defender 7 radio show and Facebook page are those of the callers and or authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Defenders 7. In other words, folks, a lot of what we discuss is coming from our own opinions. A lot of it's factual. A lot of it's backed up. But just putting that disclaimer out there so that you don't take it word for word or take it to heart. Now, for those new that are just joining us, be sure to check out our national Facebook page. Type in Defenders, all capital letters, Defender 7 in the search box. But before you click on that join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout all we do here in the Defender 7. Check out and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're live on MeWe. Click on organization, scroll down. Defender 7, Humanitarian American Patriot Group. Yes, that's right, folks. We are not a militia. Now, for tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we do enjoy it when you call in and participate. Give us your thoughts and opinions. Your thoughts and opinions do matter, and they do count. Come on in, have a perfectly adult conversation on any topic. That number to call, area code 914-205-5773. Too shy to talk on the phone. We also have a chat room right here in Blog Talk that is also live during each broadcast. So either way, come on in, share your thoughts and opinions. That's what it's there for. That's what we're here for. Now, I'd like to start tonight's show off by asking you, the listeners, your thoughts and opinions on how you see the world, the country going right now. Do you think it's going to get better or worse? My opinion, it's already been getting worse, and I think the worst is yet to come. It's just sad that you try to elect people that you think are going to stick to your views and really help the country out, only to turn around and be swayed otherwise. That goes for both sides. This one-party rule, in my opinion, is total bullshit. Democrats go sit up in their little high office and they whisper, 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 and throw out a 4,000-page, you know, bill with many a bullshit things that they've been wanting to pass. They slip it in there. And they don't give anybody any time to go through every one of the pages. And they just up and say, oh, we're gonna prove it anyway. Doesn't hurt them. Only screws us. And that's exactly what this administration's been doing since they took over. You know, I got to laugh that, you know, all these news sitting there throwing out their fake BS about, oh, well, you know, Joe's done nothing but good for the country. No, he ain't. Secure the fucking border. Instead of throwing all the money away overseas, supporting everybody else and making sure their borders are secured, screw that. For once, help the American out. And that's my thought on it, and that's my opinion on it. Never thought I'd see the day that this country would go down as bad as it has. Both sides, and, you know, they truly, even though they don't mention it, they truly do believe everything that's going on is wrong. But they don't have the balls to speak up for their party. Tired of hearing, oh, when the Republicans get in, they're going to hold all accountable. Well, you know, with all the committees and the Senate, the House, everything, could have stopped this a long time ago instead of waiting until we barely squeaked by the midterms, and now all of a sudden you're going to want to try to make people accountable for it. Should have thought about that when you knew for sure that everything this administration has done to hide their illegal doings. And I don't care whatever thoughts in your head, I know for one thing, they're all crooked. But the main one that needs to be accountable right now is the whole Biden family. You don't have to be a genius or a rocket scientist to figure out whose pockets they're all in. Who gets a slap on the wrist? Who goes to jail? Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. If you're a Democrat, you could do 100 million different bad things and just get a slap on the wrist and, you know, still continue to collect your money. For once, do what they say they're going to do. You got all the proof that you need. You have witnesses. You have signed affidavits. You went so hard after Trump and still going hard after him and still not coming up with anything. But yet you got actual facts right there in front of your friggin' face that we the American people, we see every day, and you want to turn a blind eye to it. And in my opinion, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that this COVID bullshit is continuing because of China. With all their constant lockdowns, and now they're claiming that, oh, COVID spread again, another variant came. Get the hell out of here. And we already know it was born and raised right there in Wuhan. And the government and us taxpayers are still paying for their research in that lab when that should have been cut out. Especially when they found out that Fauci was nothing but bullshit. Prove me wrong. If you feel the same way or you got other opinions about it, I'd love to hear them. All you got to do, jump on our blog talk chat room or dial 914-205-5773. Out of all the people that I constantly see on social media bitching and complaining, and you got a chance to let your voice be heard, and you don't even have to, you could do it anonymously. Our broadcasts are not under the FCC guidelines. Thank God, unlike, you know, Twitter and Facebook and all, thank God we're not, you know, Blog Talk's not like that. They really mean when they say it. As long as you're not threatening anybody, as long as you're not trying to form a coup or trying to do militia or anything illegal, there's nothing they can do. I just don't understand that you all seem to have a voice on social media platforms, but when you get the chance to come on here, rant, rave, whatever, have a debate, and again, like I said, you don't even have to really use your real name. It's much safer than bitching and complaining on the federal government social media platform in here than it is out there. Don't get it. I don't get it through the members we have that they're all gung-ho and everything, but even if you just hop on for a second and show your support for what we're trying to achieve, hit like and follow. Give us the numbers. I got more people from other countries that participate than what I got that goes on right here. Is that my major ass pain?
It is your major ass. Let me guess. It's just me and you.
Of course.
Yeah. What are we talking about?
Reindeer really know how to fly?
Yeah, they do. I've seen them.
No, I was
maybe
just,
off of the bumper of a car.
Just talking about, you know, the usual stuff, the BS with the inflation and
thinking gas was $2.89. I don't remember if it was yesterday or the day before, but it was in the last 2 days. and now it's up to 309 in 2 days.
Oh, yeah, in 2 days. And, let's see, 2 days ago I filled up at 244 a gallon and went past the gas station today, and it's up to 286.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we said that after the elections, the gas would be going up. The primaries.
Oh, yeah.
Or midterm or whatever call it.
And just before you came on, I was just finishing up by, I was saying about our members, you know. I see it all over social media, them bitching and complaining when they can come on here and voice their opinions.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get blocked on here. But they'd rather bitch and complain on social media that's backed up by the feds. That's why they keep shutting you down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I was reading a couple stories about with all the, you know, with as bad as the storms have been this past week,
mm-hmm.
how many of those so-called electric cars, people were complaining that they weren't charging. Another person complained that he sat in a traffic backup and the car stalled and wouldn't start.
Yeah, and I was just talking to the guy that fixed my truck today about these electric cars, and he said way back, I think he said it was a Prius, whenever they first started with their battery-operated electric cars, was it 2003?
I think it was earlier than that.
Yeah. I think he said it
might
was
have been
an old...
It might have been 2002 or 2003.
To replace a battery back then and a used battery for that car was $7,500.
Right. And they're talking about these newer ones that they're coming out with that they can range anywhere from $5,000 to $17,000.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, and I can't believe these idiots are falling for it.
Yeah, I know.
I get so sick of seeing, you know, Biden and the administration sitting there saying, all we want to do is, you know, go into an office and bipartisanly make these bills up. But yet every time that they want something passed, it's the same four that go off into a private room, print out thousands of pages and stuff, all the stuff that they wanted approved years ago, stuff it all in between, and then hand it out and expect you to read 4,000 pages, then vote on it that night.
Right.
I don't get how they could do that.
I don't know.
And again, you know, both sides, you know, they sit there and they complain on social media. Well, instead of complaining, go behind closed doors, duke it the fuck out, and prove to us that you're bipartisan. And pull these sleazy, sneaky shit.
Right. I was just reading an article. They're trying to say don't warm your cars up in the winter now.
Yeah, I came across that article too, and I had a laugh because for years they've always said, you know, well, before you put it in drive, make sure it's been warmed up.
Mm-hmm. Now it's saying that you're just wasting fuel.
Oh, the article
but you
I
got
was starting to read and laugh at
weather.
Was that it was a mechanic saying that, oh, don't do it because it'll eventually ruin your car.
I should have asked them guys out at the shop today about that. But I was always taught that you should let your car run if you're not, especially if you're not going to go anywhere, to keep your battery charged.
And your alternator.
Yeah.
I don't know. Ever since they keep on pushing this climate change and climate this and climate that, it's like they're so brainwashed that it's, oh, yeah, it's this way. It's got to go
mm-hmm.
this way so that we can clean up the environment. They've had so many researchers come on and say the total opposite. It has nothing to do with coal burning and gas.
Right.
We'd be totally screwed because you still need both of them, even to run it nuclear. You still
right.
need coal and fuel. But they're doing exactly what they set out to do, and that's trying to keep it a one-party rule and try to make us just like China, under thumb
right.
over everything we decide to do. You can't, in this day in life, you can't have an opinion.
No, can't have a legitimate voting either.
No.
I just was reading that Arizona's recount shows Democrat Chris Mays beat Republican Abe Hameda.
And that's the other thing, too, you know, forking out all these trillions of dollars overseas to secure their borders, and they don't give a fuck about our borders.
I know.
And that jackass that's their press reporter or press secretary, she's as dumb as they come.
Right.
But yet you still got people out there, oh, I don't care who runs for office. We're still going to pick Joe Biden.
Yeah, and now I see that they're going to slow down the investigations because Republicans rage over White House plans to slow investigations.
Yeah, but and before you came on, what I was finishing up saying, I had just said that. I was like, you know, with all the committees, Senate majority and House and all that, why would you wait for a primary to say, oh, well, when we take over, we're going to investigate this, we're going to investigate that? When you had all these months and factual proof and witnesses and whistleblowers. But
well, guess
who? Go ahead.
Guess whose finances are going to get investigated now? George Santos.
Oh, of course.
Uh-huh.
Well, he was stupid to sit there and throw out all of those lies. But that's what I'm saying. Everything that you hear and see, oh, wait till January 3rd. First it was wait till the midterms. Then it was wait till we get all the facts. They got everything. And now it's wait till January 3rd when we actually take over.
Right.
This shit should have been summed up a long time ago.
Oh yeah.
And just like I said about the January 6th shit clown show, Pina dropped subpoenaing Trump.
Yeah, I seen that.
They now say they don't need his testimony.
Yeah.
Because they got nothing, as usual.
Right.
Nothing but wasting the taxpayers' money. And especially those that were against this bill, especially everything that was in the bill, instead of letting them shut the government down, which they should have.
Yep.
Instead, they freaking agree with them. They agree with them, and then they come out on all these talk shows and all over social media. Oh, well, you know, we didn't agree to it. Well, yeah, you did, because they passed it.
Right.
If you just said no and stuck to your no, you would have shut the government down. It wouldn't have affected us. It affected them.
Right. Yeah, because now they're saying that the Supreme Court is manipulating its own calendar to lock the GOP policies in place.
Yeah. And that's the only way, and the SCOTUS is the only thing that's saving the original order that Trump put in, the Title 42.
Right.
And then the Biden administration's got the balls to come out and try to say that it's because of them. Uh-huh. You are doing nothing for the border.
No.
You want these illegals here. But, you know, that's always been my problem with these administrations is always sending money overseas, helping other countries.
Yeah, I know.
And not helping us where we need it. And just like this, you know, this FTX bullshit, the cryptocurrency, ain't nobody going to be held accountable for it. Everyone on both sides, Democrats and Republicans, took that money as a donation. Maxine Waters, the very first one that was ever brought forward, was asked about it by a reporter just before they came out and said that the FTX was lost all the money and everything. When they first started out, that Bankman-Fried character was saying that he donated to the Democratic parties. Well,
right.
Again, it wasn't just Democrats that took that money. There's a list out there, and there's Republicans on it, too. And I think each of them should be brought in front of Congress and be prosecuted.
Yeah, exactly. Joe, do you know anything about the that electric vehicle tax credit? What is all that about?
I didn't get a chance to read into that yet. But everything that I've heard about it, I've heard it's BS, because you're not going to get what you think you're going to get.
Right.
I mean, it's just like the come-ons, the BS that the salespeople at the dealerships pull. Oh, you know, you get $500 off. No, you're not really getting $500 off.
$500 off for a $15,000 battery?
Or a $15,000 car.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. All those little so-called rebates and, oh, if you trade your car in today, we'll give you $5,000 for it. No matter what shape it's in, it's all gimmicks.
Right.
And that's the way that this administration is playing the country with everything. And this administration should be brought up on treason charges.
They should have been brought up on treason charges a long time ago.
Yep. Just like perjury charges. Did the Democrats not perjure themselves with the Russia collusion, the Ukraine collusion? You don't hear nothing more about the Clintons and their fiascos.
No,
they
know.
They did worse than what any president has ever done.
And they killed, well, I was going to say they killed more than anybody, but I think Biden's got that under his thumb now.
Yeah.
Because everybody wants a sip
yep.
of the Kool-Aid. A different
exactly.
version of the Kool-Aid.
And that's, and it cracks me up because you look at China, now they're all back in lockdown because the COVID has gotten so bad over there. That's bullshit. They're a communist country. In order to keep their people under thumb, they throw out the fears. And they enforce the fears. That's the only difference between them and us.
Right.
Yeah, they're putting out fears here, and they're trying to push mandates. They know it's not lawful. They know a mandate is not law. So, and you don't have to be a genius to figure out why they want to do it. And that's exactly what this administration is doing. Oh, they got worse cases of COVID over there in China. We got to start packing in the fear over here. Let's get all of our people back in the houses.
Yep.
And God forbid if you're a researcher and you know your shit and you spread it out there, you're the next Clinton side.
I was just going to say, they'll be Clintonized.
Yep. And you know this administration knows how dumb the president and the vice president is, because that's why you don't
right.
see them on conferences that much. And that's why you see who the reporters are that they pick for them to take questions from.
Right.
I mean, come on now. They hire somebody like AOC that Cortez woman. From New York.
Yeah.
Or Casio or whatever her name is. She's dumber than a rock and eight. But she was one of the few Democrats that voted against this $1.7 trillion bill.
Yeah. I just seen that one somewhere, too. I didn't read it, though.
And I saw an article that it was one of them joke things. The two Democrats that are going to run for president in 2024, mm-hmm. Cassio Cortez and Kamala Harris for president and vice president.
Jeez.
As funny as it sounds, I wouldn't put it past them to throw them two into the ring.
I know, and then it'd be a big circus.
Oh, it's going to be. Because the Democrats really don't have anybody. Again, it's just like I said, I thought I wouldn't be alive to see our country this bad.
I know. It went down right down the shithole in what's that saying? Two shakes of something. Homeland Security warns of potential domestic extremist-fueled violence related to Title 42. What's Title 42?
That's what's keeping the immigrants from actually supposedly coming through the border.
Oh.
That's the title that Trump put in place, and it was
right.
Working. So, you know, Biden administration have done exactly what they said they were going to do, come in and undo everything that Trump did for the good.
Right.
And see, and getting back to January 6th, they ought to charge Cheney and all them idiots that were on that committee, they ought to charge them for bringing a clown show and making the taxpayers pay for it to come out of their friggin' salaries.
Right. Wow.
So we're gonna put our names in the hat. Are we going to toss our names in the hat?
Oh, hell no.
You
want to
be my vice president?
Yeah, let's do it. We couldn't do any worse than them two idiots, huh?
Right? Could you see that? Who the hell is this Bob and Lorna? They're cool as shit.
Yeah, we talk the sailor language. Yeah.
We'd probably be hate it worse than they hate Trump.
Probably. Intelligence officials have observed calls for attacks targeting primary migrants and critical infrastructure, according to a bulletin issued on December 23rd by the Department of Homeland Security Office of Intelligence and Analysis, which cites social media discussion of firearm attacks. The placement of landmines along migration routes and luring migration or migrants into trailers to poison them with gas.
Yeah, I just don't, I don't get what point they're trying to make.
I don't know. I don't think they're trying to make any point. I think they just want everyone to be under his thumb.
Oh, they do. Like I said, they want to follow by what China does.
Right.
And again, you know, they got affidavits and every damn thing else and all the proof in the world on the Biden's ties with China, Russia, and Ukraine.
Right.
They've had it since 2021. Or 2020, I'm sorry. But again, they want to hide it. I can't wait to see what they, you know, and that's the other thing, too. Now that the committee came out and said that they weren't going to force the subpoena, that they dropped the subpoena against Trump, but yet all these other idiots are saying, oh, wait, the full transcripts haven't come out yet. Wait till you see it. There's a big bomb. Yeah, get the hell out of here. That's just talk. Because they already knew it was a sham trial. They already knew it was just for show. And all it did was make the Democrats look as dumb as they are.
Right. And speaking
in front of the American people.
Speaking of dumb Democrats, ever since he took office 4 years ago, he has pardoned 774 felons.
See, that's the other thing that's got to stop.
He's got the record of most pardons issued by any Wisconsin governor.
Huh.
Now, I can see if it's just something minor like a weed charge or something like that, but I have a feeling it ain't nothing like that.
No. No, because it's a thing. It's been going on since they got in office. They've opened the freaking jail doors, and they're letting murderers, pedophiles, and sick people out.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not learning from their mistakes, because look at the last three that they let out. They came out and committed a more serious crime that originally put them behind bars.
Right.
Two of them committed murder on the same person they weren't supposed to be around.
Mm-hmm.
And again, nobody's held accountable. I feel sorry for the victims and the victims' families. That's
yep,
the only
exactly.
people I feel sorry for.
Well, if the victims knew about their release, they should quietly be the eraser or do a purge.
You know, and if I was law enforcement or if I was a DA or something and they did that, I'd be like, nah, case closed.
Right.
Because there's more people in jail on trumped up frigging drug charges for dealing a little weed that get 10 years and they don't get out on good behavior. They don't get bond, but yet you got these hardened criminals and you got murderers and pedophiles that they're just letting out the door.
Right.
And they're worried about us Americans, about our mental health care.
Mm.
Sit back and look at some of these judges and some of these district attorneys.
Sergeant at Arms to January 6th panel. Response would have been different if rioters were black.
Yeah, I know. I laughed at that myself.
Yeah, I just seen this other thing where this lady says, asks her mom or this older lady, she says, "So what is not in the Bible?" And the black lady said, "White people."
But we're the racist ones.
Huh?
But we're the racist.
Exactly.
There was so much put out this week, especially that I want to read up on, because I came across an article about, you know, the nationwide gun ban and all that, the Second Amendment.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, a lot of the states that were definitely not letting people carry, like New Jersey,
uh-huh,
supposedly now if you got a permit, you can carry.
Oh.
But I'm sure they got some stipulated law up there that if you do get pulled over and they find out you're a concealed carry permit holder and you wind up not having one for Jersey, I'm sure you're still going to get arrested.
Right.
That's why they should authorize it in every state.
Yeah. You just see that Wells Fargo might be going under now?
They should have been. They've gotten all the bailouts every year that we've had a bad year.
Right.
And they have ripped off so many customers.
I know.
And got caught and still held their business.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Well, I guess when you got the crooks in office, I guess you're above the law. You don't have to pay for it.
Right.
That lawsuit's probably chump change to them.
Right.
I will just pay it off. That way they'll leave us alone so we can screw more people over. Now I can see why some of these congressmen like Jordan and Kennedy, I can see why they get so pissed off at every turn that the Democrats have been doing.
Right.
Because if you listen to them, like Rand Paul and them, they do care about their constituents, you know, us the people. And it's like when they bring something up, it gets shot down. And
right.
I can see it in Kennedy. I can hear it in his voice when he's in front of Congress. And it's like you can tell something's going to flip this man. And when he goes off, he ain't going to be able to stop him.
Yeah.
Because he's getting pushed to that edge. Because I was listening to one of the Congress meetings when he was firing off at that Director Ray from the FBI.
Ouch.
So, you know, again, there are some Congress people out there that do have the same thoughts that Trump had of, you know, unite people, be bipartisan, and work on bills together and not against each other. Instead
yeah.
of sitting there saying, well, no, we don't agree with you. You're going to do it our way. How's that worked out for you so far there, Joe?
Yeah, no shit.
But, you know, just like we always said it from the get-go that, you know, I don't see how they brainwash so many people and continue to do it. I saw sitting out here on my porch today because it was nice out. I counted like 7 cars where they had 1 or 2 people in the car, but they were still wearing masks. I'm like, what the frick?
Yeah, and they're the ones that'll be first in line for their next shot.
Exactly. And another guy was on a scooter. He had a freaking mask on. I'm like, really? Might as well go crawl into a bubble somewhere.
Yeah, no shit. I'll move my hand in one direction.
Is it the one they've been working on?
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
You've been doing your exercises?
Yeah, no, I...
Nah,
yeah, well, kind of.
See?
Yes and no. I'm moving it all the time. But no.
Yeah,
oh.
But you're not doing the exercises. They make you
yeah.
do the exercises for a reason.
Yeah, but now that part of my arm is fine. And now I got that some type of a cyst right on my wrist bone, and it's pushing on my nerves. And when I move my hand a certain way, it's like somebody taking a hammer and hitting my wrist.
Again, if you stay with it, listen to me, Stephanie.
We got that hole dug for you. So. Now, with a cyst, you're supposed to keep your hand mobile and not use it and just massage it or have it surgically removed.
Well, I'm certified. I got a diploma for it. I can take it off there.
Go for it, because I'm sick of it.
I forget what we were talking about. I told Savannah, I said, you got a toothache? I said, I could pull that. No, you can't. I said, give me a minute. I'll go on and I'll print off my my qualifications offline. You ain't touching my mouth. Oh. And, yes, Colton went today for that test.
Oh.
The doctor that did the test said she didn't see anything in any way, shape, or form of what they thought it was.
Uh-huh.
She said, but let I got to take you next Wednesday at 9 in the morning to get the results.
Oh.
But the doctor did tell Kate, the good news is that she doesn't see what they thought it was.
Right.
So this the specialist that we're going to Wednesday is going to explain all the results.
Right.
Boy, that poor kid, I got to send you the picture. He was so funny because she wound up sending Savannah more of the pictures. I got the first one where he was sitting on her lap in the exam room. They had his head wrapped up like a mummy.
Oh, no.
And he's sitting there giggling and sticking his tongue out. Now, the picture I got was just him looking up at the TV all with his face all wrapped up. But it took him like an hour and 45 minutes to run a test.
Wow.
But he was a trooper. He didn't cry. He didn't, try to pull anything off and didn't try to freak out when they were running the test. She said he did real good.
Huh.
Even the doctor told her, you know, out of all the kids that I do these tests on, she said, he is the most adorable and the most patient child.
Wow.
She explained everything she was doing to him when she was doing it.
Wow.
So fingers crossed, you know, might have just been some freak thing that happened.
Yeah, you said he fell or whatever?
No, she said that they were walking along the trail, and he was in front of her, and he just fell, like he fell out.
Huh.
He was unconscious for a few seconds, and then he had to have her, had his hand up going, she said it sounded just like a drunk person. And saying, Mommy, hand, help up.
Right.
And then she said after five minutes, he was fine.
Huh.
All he kept on saying was, I don't want to fall again.
Right.
But she said when she first looked in his face when he was on the ground, his eyes were kind of fluttering.
Right.
And then he finally, like, made eye contact with her and didn't cry or anything. So she knows even if he hit his head out there, there was nothing that could have, you know, really hurt him.
Right.
All it is pine needles, pine straw from the pine trees and dirt. And it wasn't, you know, it wasn't frozen dirt or nothing like that. It's all that soft stuff.
Yeah.
'Cause that's what she did where he fell. She looked all around to make sure it was not like a rock or a stump or something. And she said it was all clear. It was all sandy with the pine straw on top of it.
Huh. Yeah. Huh. That's weird. Because I know my two of my grandkids, if they fall or whatever, they literally end up holding their breath. They can't breathe, and you got to sit there and blow in their mouth to get them to take a breath.
Right.
Did you see that thing where they're going to start, they're using human cells to make a bulletproof armor gel?
No.
Yeah. A new bulletproof armor gel is being, let me start over. A new bulletproof armor gel is made using human cells and can stop supersonic objects moving over 3,300 miles per hour. Scientific researchers
wow.
have recently attempted to use newly discovered science to correct some of the limitations faced by military and police forces when a projectile strikes them. For example, surviving a forceful impact requires adequate energy dissipation. A new gel using human cell can stop supersonic objects moving faster than 3,300 miles per hour. Military and civilian forces use multi-layer body armor to prevent penetration by projectiles like shrapnel and bullets. Despite their effectiveness, some kinetic energy still gets disturbed to the wearer, resulting in behind armor blunt trauma. Researchers have recently developed a gel using human proteins to create bulletproof body armor. The biogel can stop supersonic objects such as bullets. The gel is even designed to guard airplanes and spacecraft against flying unidentified debris. Talon, a protein found in human cells, is used in the protective material because it reforms following the removal of force. Talon 13 helical domains are equipped with unfolding forces, allowing it to unfold once force is applied. When pressure is removed, the helical domains refold, enabling shock absorption. Analysis and testing by researchers revealed that the Talon shock absorbing material, TSAM. Huh.
Wow.
Now, I wonder how they get that. Huh?
I can't wait to see how many of the rights groups and stuff come out of the woodwork, because remember when they first brought up the surgeries with stem cells?
Yep.
How everybody was against it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised them idiots ain't out there enforced. Trying to shut it down.
They probably don't know yet, because I found it on the news break thing in the military section.
Right. It's like the one article I was trying to find. I was going to read it earlier today, and then I forgot. And then when I thought about it, I went to try to find it again on the news break thing. I couldn't find it. Something about, did you know that, I mean, to me, I wanted to read it because it kind of sounds funny to me, but it doesn't shock me. But something about them trying to make us cannibals.
Oh, I didn't see that one yet.
By using humans in meat.
By using humans, what?
Humans for meat.
Oh. Well, I have a feeling they're already doing that.
I've said that from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
Used to
Special
be,
Pay, Pentagon
cyber
expert from Jumping Ship.
Do what?
Pay keeps Pentagon's cyber experts from jumping ship.
They're probably getting burned out and tired of having to lie about a lot of shit.
That's what I'm thinking. That's why I brought that subject up.
Because a lot of your cybersecurity and all that in the government, usually that's hackers. They hire hackers.
Right.
Because a hacker knows how to get into systems that not even our government can do.
Yeah.
And I've taken notice that, you know, a lot of them, they get burned out because they get so tired of what they recover that it gets swept. It gets swept under the carpet.
Right. Just like
and
this
I think that would be, I would be the same way. It's like, hey, you know, I found this. Let's make sure that we do something about it. Oh, don't worry about
that.
Yeah, what do you mean don't worry about it?
Yeah, just like this next one where it's talking about the U.S. military equipment being sold on eBay, still containing data on troops and known terrorists.
Yeah. You know who's probably behind it all? That idiot they traded for that basketball player in Russia.
Oh, right.
The killer.
Yeah.
Because he was the one that was out selling all kinds of arms to gangs and shit.
Right. Biometric devices sold on eBay reportedly contain sensitive U.S. military data. Wow.
And you know, and that's the other thing about the dark web too. You can buy anything on the dark web.
Oh yeah.
But they're worried about taking guns from law-abiding citizens.
Right.
That's the real terrorists you got to go after.
Yeah, well, the Marine Corps boot camp is now allowing the SIKH men to attend their boot camps with facial hair and turbans now.
Oh, yeah, the Sikhs.
Yeah.
That's just as bad as, you know, putting your ranking on your uniform for them to pick you off. That's all that's going to do.
Right.
You're going to be a target. So you got a Sikh out there with a turban on his head and a beard. People are going to just start pop-shotting them.
Right.
Especially if they go to war in another country. They're trying to dumb down the Marine Corps too. Well, actually, all
right.
The branches.
Yeah.
You know that wokeism bullshit. Now they can't call their drill instructors sir or ma'am because you might hurt their feelings.
Right.
But that's basically what the administration wants, is everybody dumbed down and woke.
Right.
Under the thumb. And he, like Kimberly jokes all the time about, you know, she's waiting for the zombie apocalypse. You're looking at it.
Uh-huh.
Anybody that agrees yeah. with the, that this administration and goes by what they say, you might as well call yourself a zombie.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and well, we're almost into 23. Got one more long year.
Yep.
And we've seen what kind of damage that idiot could do in one day.
Yeah. Let alone, what, we're on 20 months with him in office?
Let's see, 20, well.
21 months.
Yeah.
But we knew it was all going to go downhill from the first day that he started in the office and started retracting her and undoing everything in that pile of papers that Trump put in place.
Right.
But anywho, I think I'm going to end it.
All right.
I'm a little tired. I'm a little tired tonight.
Yeah. Too hard putting on your pantyhose and your high heels?
Nah, I'm not Weathers.
You're guilty by association.
Nope. No. But as usual, I appreciate you jumping in and getting on with me.
Yeah, no problem.
And if you don't have anything else, I'm just going to sign off now.
Okay.
Have a good rest of your night. Again, thank you for being here. And God bless America, our missing, our children, first responders, veterans, our military, and God bless the Defender 7. Good night, everybody.
Good night.